USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Amid a surge in migrants, many of them unaccompanied children crossing the southern border, the Biden administration says another detention center will open in Texas. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas tells ABC's This Week,
"Now is not the time to come. Do not come. The journey is dangerous. We are building safe, orderly, and humane ways to address the needs of vulnerable children."
CBS reports the U.S. government is housing approximately 15,500 unaccompanied migrant children. After being kicked off social media, senior advisor to Donald Trump, Jason Miller tells Fox News that Trump will likely have his own platform within a few months.
There have been a lot of high-powered meetings he's been having at Mar-a-Lago with some teams of folks who've been coming in. And I got to tell you, there have been, it's not just one company that's approached the president. There have been numerous companies. This new platform is going to be big and everyone wants it.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Beach policy forms and availability vary by state.
Miami Beach is cracking down on heavy crowds during spring break.
Police used pepper balls on spring break partiers as they worked to enforce a newly imposed curfew. It was brought on by Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber due to the pandemic. He said they had to do something because the crowds were so large.
At night, there is no question that it becomes a place that feels a little bit out of control or a lot out of control.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Federal prosecutors say 24 additional people have been charged in an ongoing probe into voter fraud, including two from Mexico who were accused of illegally voting in the 2016 presidential election. In a list of defendants obtained by the Epoch Times, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina identifies both as aliens. A slew of other defendants from 15 countries were charged with falsely claiming citizenship in order to register to vote. They face jail time and fines of up to $350,000 if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC says over 124 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine has been administered in the U.S. as of this morning, with 44 million people fully vaccinated. A doctor says 200 million people vaccinated in President Biden's first 100 days is achievable. Dan Araki reports from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
President Biden earlier this week adjusted his goals for vaccination against COVID in his first 100 days in office. His initial goal of 100 million shots was reached this week, with the president telling reporters on Friday that the U.S. may be able to double that. Dr. Celine Gounder, the infectious disease expert and epidemiologist, tells CNN that vaccination efforts have ramped up to the point that reaching 200 million shots in the next 50 days is possible.
They've now hit 2 to 3 million shots in arms per day on average, and the fact that we've already hit essentially 100 million doses in arms in the first half of that 100 days, I think we really can do this. One in four Americans has now received at least one dose of vaccine. One in eight Americans has been fully vaccinated. So, you know, I think that's really a testament to all of the hard work that's been done to dramatically scale up vaccination.
A man and woman reportedly fell 100 feet along an ice-covered cliff at Acadia National Park in Maine. Their bodies were found this morning. The hikers are believed to be a 28-year-old man and 30-year-old woman from Rutland, Massachusetts. Officials began searching for them on Friday evening after family reported them missing. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.